I would like to thank you very much first, all of you, the participants to this conference, the authorities, members of the Association of European Studies of Italy, and of course our president, Professor Masha, and all the ones that gave us a very precious support in organizing this conference. Let me just say a very few words of introduction. Well, at first I would like to thank again the co-director Roland Freudenstein, responsible for the research of the Wilfried Martens Center for European Studies, Luca Cefisi, from the presidency of the Party of European Socialists, yes. Mr. Daniel Tanatou, communication advisor of the Alliance of Liberals, ALDE Party, Democrats for Europe, and Mr. Steve Emmott from the Greens, European Free Alliance. So, a few words of introductions. If we look at the past of the process of European integration, we see that every great step forward in the process of integration has happened, I should say thanks, or maybe on occasion of a major crisis that had made possible to think a better solution for the future. A crisis that led, that created probably the ability to look for an innovative and shared solution. So this happened in 1945, or a few years before 1945, when under the pressure of President Roosevelt and Jean Monnet, we are given the opportunity to rebuild the European continent with new democratic, peaceful routes. When we saw the construction of European Community of Steel, Carbon and Steel, that meant that we were going to integrate Europe, not only on the economic side, but also on the political, institutional side, on the institutional level, and in many other occasions. But let me just recall one of the last and important things that we achieved: the creation of monetary union, the euro currency. If we look at that process, we realize that we have passed through a long, long period of time trying to coordinate national politics. When we finally realized that a fundamental decision, which was the role of the currency, and we decided that the role of the currency was to be neutral for the economics, so we decided the European monetary politics. Well, once taken that decision, the convergence towards the single currency increased rapidly. So that gives us a very important lesson. Another lesson from the parties and political point of view was given by the end of the contraposition between East and Western Europe, 1989, the Berlin Wall. What happened in the following years? Well, parties who did not understand that critical change of strategy, no more contraposition between East and West, inside the European political arena, I think that no longer exist or are very little. There were great parties. They do not longer exist because they didn't understand that a structural change was going on. It was going to affect not only the eastern dimension, but also the internal dimension of Europe. In all is all these characteristics: political, sociological, economic, juridical, etc., etc. Today, Let's come to now. We are facing another great step of European integration, economic union. We have already decided which will be the rules that will steer and orient Europe in the forthcoming decades. This means social market economy. But we now need a second leg. In my opinion, as Monnet said, in order to advance, to progress, the process of European integration needs two legs. We do have, on one side, the need for a European economic policy, a real economic of continental level, on continental dimension. But in order to proceed in this direction, I think that we need a European political sphere. Let me just recall an example. A few days, a couple of weeks ago, the governor of European Central Bank, Mr. Draghi, said that he can put on the table 1,000 billion euros. This is a huge amount of resources. That the destination, the use of these resources cannot be decided in a bureaucratic way. I think that in order to decide how to use 1,000 billion euros, the politics must play their role. So this is a political decision on which kind of political economy we do have to develop at European level. A European political sphere is needed in order to make European economic policy of continental side consistent, and vice versa, of course. Indeed, the process of construction of a European political sphere is ongoing, is already on the march. And many parties, many important parties, have already achieved very important results. I think that we do have today the opportunity to listen from the direct voice of four high representatives of these European parties, which have been the efforts. This is a very important year. We are electing the European Parliament. And European political parties that are and families and political foundations which are devoted to the construction of the European Union have done a great effort in drafting a manifesto of ideas, of proposals. There are two very relevant issues, the contents and the method that have been followed in order to build this manifesto. I do not want to take more time to our guests, so I go straight to our first speaker. We do follow the list that is presented on the European Parliament site that presents the parties in this order, so the choice has been institutional. The first one that will have the floor is Mr. Roland Freudenstein from the Philip Martin Center for European Studies. Please, you have the floor. Thank you.